Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Tom Ackerman alongside Megan Lynch, and these are the stories making news. A roadmap to fight homelessness in the region is unveiled.
This all started with a summit in October by East West Gateway with the goal to create a system of care to make homelessness rare in the region. The 3 days of information gathered together and condensed into a report by House Everyone STL, Executive Director Samantha Stengel says the first step is identifying a leading organization that can take the reins.
So that institution has not yet been named. There's some planning conversations and discussions. Ideas are being generated, but really that has to be a community-led decision because it needs to be an organization that has deep standing in the community, has the bandwidth, the expertise, can work with elected officials, can work with business, can work with providers.
This effort to fight homelessness in the area is called Housing First STL. And Stengel says they will have an anchor by the spring.
Next year is going to be a game-changing year for St. Louis in this issue.
This is meant to be a major collaboration between St. Louis City, County, and surrounding counties. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
As first reported on KMOX, the city has recalculated the amount of ARPA dollars it needs to reallocate or return to the federal government with just weeks left.
The discrepancy sits around $400,000, Controller Darlene Green confirmed to KMOX, adding it was only just discovered. Controller Green also says her signature is needed to be deemed allocated, disputing Aldermanic President Megan Green's previous statements.
That money would need your signature on those bills by December 31st?
On those contracts, you're absolutely correct.
Controller Green says she is hopeful she can affix her signature in time. I asked her about her choice of words. Keep saying hopefully it'll be done, but you can't guarantee it will
be
done?
There is no guarantee in life. But what we want to do is make sure that we guarantee that we're working towards the process to get everything done.
Green says she still needs to sign on to over $80 million worth of funding, or it risks being sent back to the federal government. In St. Louis City Hall, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Concerns are growing over what will happen when the Animal Protective Association hands the Animal Care and Control Shelter back to St. Louis County.
Management of the shelter will be turned over to the health department, and on the to-do list, first off, eliminate the volunteers. Dale Shooter has been one of those volunteers at the shelter for nearly 6 years.
Dr. Cunningham said, we're making sure that we get a diverse set of volunteers that's also reflective of the communities we serve. About a good 60 to 70% of our animals actually come from North St. Louis County. So how can we support the community? How can we support the organizations? But how can we truly support a program that's more inclusive? That's what my team and I are looking at. It appears that Dr. Cunningham is applauding all volunteers at the shelter because in her mind, there's not enough diversity among its volunteers. Dr. Cunningham is not the first to point out the stereotype in animal sheltering. The majority of volunteers appears to be upper middle class white women, usually middle aged.
Shooter recommends county health officials reach out to Gateway Pet Guardians. That's a nonprofit animal rescue shelter that moved from St. Louis City to East St. Louis with the goal of operating in the community it serves. GPG offers adoption, foster and volunteer opportunities, low cost veterinary services, and community outreach. Shooter says Dr. Cunningham could learn how GPG was able to engage the Metro East community to support and volunteer at the shelter while continuously maintaining their core volunteers. The APA has recommended the county keep their volunteers, and it's still not clear what precipitated the Animal Protective Association's decision to return care to the county. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The construction industry wants driving-age teens to get their license so they can recruit them to work. Diana Wildhold with Construction Forum.
So we basically have, in the state of Missouri, 40% of our 15 to 19-year-olds that get a valid driver's license.
That data comes from MoDOT. Wildhold says the forum is hosting 120 students from the Center for Advanced Professional Studies to come up with solutions at the Carpenters Union Hall today.
Us adults can come up with a lot of different ways in which and rationale behind that sense of freedom and going to and from work. But if you're living in the moment and you're living for today, today I don't need it.
Wildhold says communication in the digital age may be keeping some teens from driving and also the ease of using rideshare.
Pedal the Cause has announced the results of this year's fundraising campaign.
A record-breaking $5.2 million has been donated by Pedal the Cause to Siteman Cancer Center and Siteman Kids at St. Louis Children's Hospital to fund critical adult and pediatric cancer research. The donation represents the largest in the organization's 15-year history, despite thunderstorms dampening this year's signature event back in September. To date, the Pedal the Cause community has donated more than $51 million to fund local cancer research. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, proposals are being taken on how to refurbish the Millennium Hotel or create an entire new structure. St. Louis Development Corporation CEO Neil Richardson says they want to see the visibility of the location that should draw a lot of interest.
This site deserves responses from across the globe to get the top premier development at that prestigious site.
Richardson says local developers have already begun expressing interest in the hotel. This is KMOX Day 1120.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.